Getting selected for the tail end of two bits surprised Myra Foster. She's the acting director of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. She says it'll be great exposure for the fairly isolated park that usually draws about 180,000 people a year.
For people that live other places that don't really even know that we're a unit of the National Park Service or that we exist. So I think it's good for the National Park Service, but I think it's so great for Wisconsin, too.
The competition was stiff. The Apostle Islands and its eight lighthouses and 21 islands beat out 2,500 eligible national sites in Wisconsin. From Spring Green Estate, Horicon National Wildlife Refuge, and St. Croix National Scenic River.
Isn't that exciting? And they're wonderful. Oh my goodness, they're just wonderful, wonderful places. And just to be keeping that company is extraordinary.
St. Croix National Scenic River Chief Interpreter Julie Galanska is taking the defeat like a champ.
We're all part of one system. We all have great national stories to tell. So the fact that Apostle Islands will be representing the state is indeed a good thing.
So no hard feelings or anything?
No, not at all. We will we'll still get along with those folks up there.
The America's Beautiful National Quarter Coin Act selects a site from each state, minting five quarters a year over the next 10 years. The oldest sites will be minted first. Since the Apostle Islands became a national park in 1970, it'll be a few years before it'll be jingling in our pockets. In Superior, Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio.